Welcome to Hour 2 of The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next hour as we open the phone lines and take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. Once again, that's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Well, welcome back. You know, we've been on the air for 7.5 years, releasing the love and the power of the kingdom, and we see people healed every Saturday night, because not because of who we are, but because of who Jesus is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, you know, even as I was just listening to the announcer there, I was just hearing this word. You know, Paul said we're to run in a way as if to get the prize. In other words, we're walking out who God's made us to be with a determination. One of the best things I ever did way back when I was in my 20s is I signed up for some triathlons, which is swimming, biking, and running in that order. And it got me in the best shape of my life, but it also taught me how to persevere and push through quitting points in the physical. And I go back to those days of pounding the pavement and swimming and riding, and I know how to persevere in the natural, and the Lord's taught me how to transfer it into the spiritual and how to persevere into the spiritual. And He wants you guys, all of you that are listening, to understand that as you learn how to persevere, God's going to meet you in that place of faith. And you're not going to receive anything but a healing. You're not going to receive anything but clear, a divine touch from the Father, to where He just comes in and eradicates whatever's coming against you. And so I just sense that that's where we're headed. I started off tonight, first hour, Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, of any virtue, and anything praiseworthy, Paul says, meditate on these things, think on these things. So I bless you guys with that in Jesus' name. So it looks like we might have lost one person during the break, but let's go to Tanya, who's in Palm Springs, California. Welcome to The Point Live, Tanya.
Hi, Pastor Mike. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Tanya.
Good evening. So how can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I just feel like I am finally walking out of a season and into a new one. And, of course, there's lots of unknowns, and I don't want to be deceived or go down wrong paths. And I'm feeling, mm-hmm. you know, some people are kind of, you know, maybe moving out of my life and new people moving in. And just, I don't know, I feel like wisdom and
Okay. Well, I'm going to see what I get as Brad prays for you, Tanya. And I'm already getting a couple things, but I just sense that the Lord's going to give you something as Brad intercedes with you as well. Go ahead, Brad.
All righty. Tanya, I have a kind of a sense that there is a new relationship that's coming into your life. And I bless that. I bless those new relationships. I bless those new people coming into your life. Mm-hmm. And I just say, in the name of Jesus, I say, I break off bad patterns and I break off negative expectations in the name of Jesus. And I say that old things are passed away. All things are become new. And I just breathe a new freshness and a new life and a new joy, new laughter, new peace, new freedom in the name of Jesus. And I just say, be wise, but expect good. Expect good. Expect the best. Expect the best. Expect the best. Expect the best.
Wow.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen. And then, Tanya, here's a couple other words that I'm hearing. Number one, the Lord is going to lead you on the pace. And many times he's given us a first gear for a reason. Because a lot of times we think we can run into fifth gear right away or something, you know. But the truth is that he wants us to lead us, and he will lead you in the right pace. So lean on the Lord. And secondly, he's also given us a reverse gear for a reason. And so so it's important to pray into that. You know, it could be for backing up into a parking spot and just resting for a while. You know, I'm not gonna say anything more than other than just pray into that. And I just bless Tanya, Father. I thank you for her heart and her spirit and all that she's overcome. And I pray as she continues to put one foot in the front of the other by faith that you would affirm every step of the way that you have for her, and that she would just be so excited in hearing your voice and walking out in the truth that you're showing her. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, the Lord's got you. He really is. He really does.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you here in the future, Tanya. You have a great night.
Okay, thank you. You guys too.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tanya.
You're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. We're heard on these stations every Saturday night from 8 Pacific. That's 11 Eastern till 10 Pacific or 1 in the morning Eastern time. And that means in the Midwest it's from 10 to midnight every Saturday night. You can go to our website, thepointlive.com. We are a listener-supported radio ministry. If you're able to and would like to, and you appreciate what God's been doing in the last 7.5 years of us being on the air, I highly encourage you then to sow into this ministry. Brad, why don't you talk about just blessing with resources, if you would, for a moment, so that people can kind of get on the same page. And then get out a pen and paper, and if you'd like to send us a check, I'm going to give you our address. I'll give it here after Brad's done and what he's going to say. Go ahead, Brad.
Well, we're sowing good seed into good soil, because when we support this radio ministry, we're seeing people get healed all over North America. We're seeing people get healed from the East Coast to the West Coast, all the way into Canada, and all the way down to the Mexican border. People are getting healed and set free every Saturday night. Truckers, people in their homes, people in jail. We talked to someone in jail tonight. And so this is a radio ministry that is really touching a lot of people. And so if God puts it on your heart, you can sow a seed of $10, $20, $30. It makes a difference. It really helps us. And there are businessmen and people whom God has blessed that can be supporters at a larger level and can make one-time gifts or recurring gifts that would really make a difference and show that you're supporting what Pastor Mike is doing and allowing him to reach more people with the gospel and with the healing power of God that we are seeing actually heal people as he prays for them every Saturday night. It's impressive. It's a real thing. And we've had Pastor Mike in at our church several times here in San Mateo, California, near the San Francisco airport. And people get healed, and people get touched, and Pastor Mike has really got a powerful, powerful ministry. So it's a lot of fun to see in person, and it's a lot of fun to receive when he prays for you. So please support as you can, as God has enabled you. Call that number, 1-800-955-8200, or go to the website, and please donate. And you can make a big difference in many people's lives.
Amen. Yeah, actually, it's easier to call our off-air number. You can call the on-air number, but they're going to just tell you where to go to our website, thepointlive.com. We have a Canadian link. We have a Canadian office in White Rock, British Columbia. So you Canadians that want to sow into what we're doing here, it's tax-deductible for you as well, like the Americans. And again, our off-air number is 360 360-435-1616. Again, 360-435-1616. And our address, if you'd like to send a donation, is this: The Point Live, 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Again, that's Arlington, Washington, WA, 98223. And the street address again is 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223.
Pastor Mike, can we pray a blessing on those who give?
Amen. Yeah, go ahead. And then we'll go to Aiden, who's next in Winnipeg.
And so in the name of Jesus, all those who have given or who are giving tonight, we bless them now in the name of Jesus. We bless the seed that is being sown, and we say, bring in a harvest, Lord. Bring in a great harvest on the seed that is being sown into this ministry. Bring in a harvest of blessing and multiply the seed that has been sown into this ministry. Multiply it back to them. Multiply into their bank accounts, and we call every credit card paid off. We call cars paid off. We call homes paid off, and we call debts erased in Jesus' name as people give. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brad. You know, we just keep getting many calls from all across our listening network here. Here's Aiden, who's also listening on CHVN up in Winnipeg. Hi, Aiden.
Hey, how you doing?
It's a great night. It really is. So you got some issues going on with your marriage, I see. Well, tell us a little bit about what's been happening.
Okay, so 2 months ago, me and my wife had a fight. We have three boys. We've been married 3 years. She said that she didn't love me anymore, and she gave me her rings back. I continued to fight to show her that I wanted to be with her. I kept, you know, fighting for our marriage. And after a couple of weeks, I realized and I found out that she was in an affair, and that it had become you know, physical with another man, and who she works with. And you know, I went to counsel. I went to good mentors from church, and they said, if you love her, just keep fighting for her, and she'll see that you're there for her. And I reflected on things, and I saw there was a lot of things that I was doing wrong, which have ultimately led to this point. So I've been working on those. About 2 weeks ago, you know, she was on and off. She kept saying it was over, but she kept hiding it. And 2 weeks ago, both her and this other guy had both told me it was ended. And he's also in a relationship with his girlfriend and having an affair on her. And so they both ended it 2 weeks ago.
So they ended the relationship with each other. Is that what you said?
Yeah, exactly. And she told me, he told me, and they both told his girlfriend too that it was over. And since the 2 weeks have gone by, I've seen nothing between them that would say they're talking. In fact, it's gone too.
Now, is she still living at the house with you?
Yeah, we're still together. And since when she hadn't ended it, it was really bad. You know, she kept running off each night, and it was bad for our kids and things. But since she's ended it, she's back home, and we're making progress. We're starting to talk more, and we're back
Amen.
In bed together. There's a little bit of intimacy coming back, but it's a long way to go, and there's a lot of trust broken.
No, I get it.
My reason for the call, brother, is, I mean, obviously I want you to pray for all of that, but just recently I've found that, I mean, she's starting to have desires for him. She's starting to miss him, and she's planning to reach out to him again when she goes, because they work together. She's planning to reach out to him again when they go back to work and talk. And she doesn't know that I know, but I just want prayer for it all.
Well, number one, I just want to say this, Aiden. It's a spiritual attack against your marriage, number one. Number two, the main issues that the Holy Spirit reveals to you is important to take seriously, especially about some of the things that you said that you didn't meet for her. But also, she needs to break the soul ties of being with this man if she really wants to be married. And and so if those aren't broken, then that's that desire. It's just a physical, deal, and it's not from the Lord. It's a it's a big deal in the sense that the Bible talks about it in Corinthians about being physically tied when you have relations with someone else. And so, yeah. and I share that not only with you, but all our listeners. If you've been active outside of marriage with someone physically, then you need to break the soul ties with those people and come clean and let the Lord purify you so there's no open doors. So, Father, we just stand right now with Aiden, and on behalf of his wife, we pray that she would come to her senses and a knowledge of the truth, that she would humble herself, that she would walk away from this relationship and break the soul ties. I pray for Aiden, Father, that you'd strengthen him, encourage him. I pray for the three boys, that they too would be strengthened, Lord, that you just surround them with your ministering angels. And we command the spirit of trauma and sexual abuse to go right now in Jesus' name. And any, and even a spirit of affairs, of just this running after someone else that's not their spouse. We just break that off in Jesus' name. Even over anyone listening that's struggling right now with this very thing, I pray that you'd bring the conviction of the Holy Spirit on them, Father, and by your kindness, lead them to repentance. And so I just pray again that you'd give Aiden strategies directly, Father, on things he's supposed to say and what he's not supposed to say. And I just say thank you for your goodness, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. You know, your wife is really hurting, Aiden.
Yeah.
And this is like a numbing effect. It's very similar to someone who would run to alcohol to try and numb the pain. And and it doesn't work. You know that. I know that.
Yeah.
And yet it's your wife who you love. And and so we're broadcasting to thousands. We're praying. Lots of people are praying. I sense there's going to be a breakthrough in your humility. The Lord's going to meet you right where you're at as you humble yourself like you are. And he's got this. He's going to sustain you and your boys. You watch. It's going to be really good. So.
Thank you, brother.
No, you're welcome. I'm glad you're listening. I'd love to meet you if you're able to come to any of the meetings when we're there in Winnipeg in 2.5 weeks.
Absolutely. So. I will. Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Okay, you too, Aiden. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Praise Jesus. I'm telling you right now, Brad, there's others that are listening that are going through the same exact thing. And there's even people that were convicted by the Holy Spirit about sleeping around right there. Because, folks, the Bible says it's like playing with fire. If you want to pray with fire, you're going to get burned. God created us with some guidelines, and they're very clear. And that's no sex outside marriage. That's how God's designed it. And if you think you can go away from God and his commands, really, and his guidelines, call the Bible, then what's going to happen is that you're going to get burned. Like I said, it's going to really hurt. And you're going to go around that dark side of the mountain where it's lonely and cold and there's no protection. And God wants to be your provider, your protector, your shield. And so you understand what I'm saying. Let's go to Sheila, who's also in Winnipeg.
Hi. My name is Sheila, calling you from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yes.
I have a friend of mine. I've known her since I was 15 years old, Glenda James. She's in the Health Sciences Center, and she looks like she's about to die. She has pancreatitis, gallstones. She looks like she has a broken spirit, and she looks like she's withering away. And I want to pray that she doesn't die on us. I want to see her walking around, visiting me with her beautiful long hair again, and just having supper with me, and living her life to the best of her ability and having a job and being happy and having a nice partner who's going to be nice to her and stuff like that.
Name was Donna? What's her name?
No, Glenda James.
Glenda, okay.
Yeah, and so, she's got pancreatitis, gallstones, she got like a broken spirit.
Well, the Lord knows all that, and we're going to pray. Brad, can you pray for Glenda, please?
Yes, we lift up Glenda in the name of Jesus. And we pray that her spirit would be restored, that hope would be restored. Give her new hope. Give her new joy. Give her a new desire to live. Give her a new desire to, and just give her new strength. We speak new strength, new life, new health into Glenda's body in the name of Jesus. Restore Glenda. Restore Glenda. Restore Glenda. Restore Glenda in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Father,
yes, Lord.
If they're putting on any kind of extra medications and extra sedation, I command that to stop in the name of Jesus. And I say, Glenda, rise up. Rise up.
Get yes, strong. Lord.
Get
yes,
your
Lord.
Joy back. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
Thank
name.
You. And I pray in Jesus' name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name, that she's going to rise up and she's going to recover and she's going to be good
restored.
As
restored. Amen.
Restored.
That's yeah. right, Sheila. Hey, yeah. You're awesome. You're like one of the men that carried the invalid or the man that couldn't walk, you know, up to the top of the roof and lowered him in so Jesus could pray for him. Mm-hmm. So bless you.
Yeah, I love Glenda. Yeah,
amen.
I love my friend Glenda.
I can tell.
I love Jesus too.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys. I love you guys.
We love bless you too. Sheila. Bless you, Sheila. Have a good night.
You're
Bye-bye.
A good friend.
That's
Thank
right.
You. Thank you very much.
She's listening on CHVN there, right in Winnipeg, in the heart of Manitoba, in the center of North America, as everyone tells me when I go to Winnipeg. I want to read a note from one of our local listeners here. Mike writes, I would first like to thank Pastor Mike and Brad and all the behind-the-scenes people, especially Mike's family, for all the sacrifices and support to make this amazing godsend of a program to be on the air so long, only getting better and better. Thank you. I love you all and continue to pray for you in the show. And he asks, please lift me up as I'm struggling with sadness and recurring depression or depressive episodes after a forced divorce and family stripped from me. It's the hardest thing ever. Thank you, Michael in West Seattle. Listening on KGNW AM 820. Father, I just bless Mike tonight. I pray for freedom yes. over him from his head to his toes.
Yes.
I command all lies to be broken off, all sickness to go in Jesus' name, and even the breakup of the family, we pray restored in Jesus' name. Every bit of it, Lord. Every bit of it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Norma, who's in Winnipeg, and then we have a Seattle, Chicago call and a Chicago caller area. Hi, Norma. Welcome to The Point Live.
Hi, Pastor Mink. You had said in the first half of the show about left hip pain and the knee.
Okay.
I had gotten a cortisone shot, and it was by a student nurse, and she missed, so... Ever since that, it's been approximately a year that this pain, I can't even lie on that side when I'm sleeping at night. And when you mentioned that, it's also the left knee. Mm-hmm. Could you pray for me over this?
Of course. You know, first of all, this is what I'm hearing. Just say this out loud with me, Norma. I praise you, Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus.
Say it again. I praise you, Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus.
Say it again. I praise you,
I
Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. I praise you.
Wow. He's just shifting the atmosphere right now. I'm praising him right with you because he's worthy of our praise. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have not because we asked not. So we're asking with Norma for complete healing in the right hip, all nerve flexors,
left,
all
left.
Or left hip, I mean, all damage to go right now in Jesus' name, trauma. This accident, Father, we just reverse it now in Jesus' name. You can do it in a heartbeat. Just say, I forgive
you,
that.
Jesus.
I forgive that nurse who hurt me.
I forgive that nurse who hurt me.
And I have no right to try to defend myself.
And I have no right to try to defend myself.
Because you, Jesus, are my shield and defender.
Because you, Jesus, are my shield and defender.
And so I cry out to you tonight.
I cry out to you tonight.
By faith.
By faith.
And I thank you for this healing.
And I thank you for this healing.
In my hip and my knee.
In my hip and my knee.
I'm going to pray to you. Father, I reverse the curse of this accident and this trauma in Norma's left hip and knee. And we just speak life over the ligaments, the muscles, the nerve endings. More, Lord.
Thank More, Lord.
You, Jesus. Thank
Praise
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Just show Norma how favored she is, Lord, by you.
Praise
say it one more
Jesus.
Time. Just say, I forgive every person who's ever hurt me.
I forgive every person who's ever hurt me, Lord Jesus.
I lay down every grudge.
I lay down every grudge.
And anything I'm holding on to that's not from you.
And anything I'm holding on to, Lord, that's not from you.
In order to put on your peace.
in order to put on your peace.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I pray this.
Yeah, amen. I want you to, how would you know if you're healed right now?
Right now, there's no pain.
Okay, was there?
Yes, there was.
When?
Yes, I'm on a lot of pain pills because of it.
How long ago was there pain?
There was just pain like 5 minutes ago.
Where?
In the left hip where she gave me the cortisone shot.
Okay. And it's gone now?
It's gone now.
When's the last time it was gone?
It's been over a year.
That's called a miracle.
A lot of pain pills.
Do you understand?
Yes.
The Lord just took it away.
Yeah.
So you know what? We're going to start doing this. I'm going to put together something, and you're reminding me of this, Norma. It's a document on how to keep your healing. And it's already been produced, and I'm going to add some to it. But it's going to be something that we're going to make available to our listeners that sow into this ministry and just want to, you know, really learn about the kingdom. But I just bless you with this, because it's like if that pain tries to come back, which it will, just say in Jesus' name, now I was healed. You get behind me, Satan. You are no longer welcome here to come against me in Jesus' name.
Okay, and I can pray that on my own?
Of course you can. If
okay.
It tries to, I mean, it's just like if a robber's at your front door, you don't open the door. You know,
no.
you call the police. If the pain's on your front door and trying to come against you, you don't open the door and say, oh, yeah, come on in, just do it again. No, you call Jesus and you say, no longer, I don't receive this pain. You get out of here now in Jesus' name. And you watch, it will not manifest in your body anymore.
Thank you so much, Pastor Mike.
No, you are welcome.
And
the Lord's
Brad,
touching you.
Brad, your buddy there, Brad, bless you both in what you're trying to do, because it's wonderful.
Amen. Well,
and
if you're able to come.
I've got something for you.
Oh, let me just say this, and then I'll let you do that. If there's anything, if you're able to come to any of the meetings, Norma, I'd love for you to give your story, what God just did for you, so that it will build faith in others that have pain in their hips and knees, because the Lord's got it.
Yes. Praise you, Jesus.
So come up to me. I'm going to ask people in the crowds if they have testimonies from when I've been there before or on the air, and I'm going to have two or three or four every night just releasing the healing testimonies that they have to build faith in the room and the meetings that we have. And you watch. If you have any sick loved ones, anyone listening tonight, June 6th to the 10th, we're going to be in three different places across Winnipeg, and actually four with the juvenile detention center, but that's not open to the public, of course. But we're just thankful
right.
for what God's going to do. And you can look more on our website, thepointlive.com. Go ahead, Brad, for Norma. What do you got?
Yes. You know, when Pastor Mike comes into a town and prays for the sick, he's also releasing his anointing into the church for the lay people to pray for one another.
Amen.
And he's Amen. Releasing the power of God and releasing the Holy Spirit, releasing the kingdom of God to come in a greater measure in that place. And Norma, I believe that when Mike comes there, he's going to release that power over you, and that you're going to be praying for people, and you're going to see people get healed.
Yeah.
I really
Hallelujah.
Believe that, in the plan of God is to use you, Norma, in a measure of this healing ministry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
That's right, because you got healed. Now you have authority over it. So you watch. Well, we bless you, Norma. We're going to go to our next callers. We have four or five waiting.
Okay. God bless you both,
okay.
too.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bless you, Norma.
Bye-bye. Amen and amen. We have one line open. No, we don't. It fills up that fast. Let's go to Bonnie, who's been waiting patiently in a suburb of Chicago in Skokie, Illinois. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Pastor Mike. How are you? And hello there.
It's Brad on the other line. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm doing great, and God is good all the time as he heals people, as the last caller just shared. So praise
yes,
Jesus.
Yes. Well, I'm calling because I'm kind of nervous, well, scared, depressed about a diagnosis. I was just diagnosed recently with something similar, a caller had earlier tonight, a hyperparathyroidism, and my doctor wants me to do get a biopsy done of my thyroid glands because there's some.
So let's pray. Let's pray against that, Bonnie, that won't have to happen, and the Lord reverse it and just heal you. You watch, Brad. Would you pray for Bonnie, please?
Yes. So in the name of Jesus, we speak healing and health and balance to Bonnie's thyroid, and we say in the name of Jesus, it functions perfectly. No more hyperthyroid, no hypothyroid. The thyroid glands are working perfectly and
yes,
soundly, and we speak perfect wholeness and soundness to your body in Jesus' name. Balance systems in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Father, I pray that when she would go back to the doctor, that he would say, you know, I'm not getting those same readings anymore. And that he's going to see that her readings are normal. And in the name of Jesus, Bonnie's thyroid is balanced. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You know, Bonnie, the more that you trust the Lord, the more he's going to meet you right in that moment of faith. And he's got you. He really does. And I'm just thankful that he's got his hand on you and you're willing to stand and receive the things that he has for you.
Yes.
Okay? Uh-huh.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your prayers tonight. Sometimes it's hard for me to talk late at night, you know?
No problem.
Yeah,
we know it's 11:30 there in Chicagoland, so I know it's getting late.
Yeah,
so.
But it just the throat gets a little, you know, weak.
Right.
Something.
Right.
So,
well, we bless you, Bonnie, and even your throat.
Oh,
drink some water before you go to bed. Have a good night.
You too. Bless both of you. And,
bless you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. She's listening on WYLL in Chicago. Let's see. Let's do this real quick. Leslie writes this. Hi, Pastor Mike. Please pray for me about resolution with a bullying boss that she has. So, Father, we do pray for this person, this boss, to come into agreement with the truth, Lord. I pray that you'd use Leslie to help her boss just to know the truth that set us free. And we command your presence to be released in that office where there'd just be a shift in the atmosphere. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah.
I'm going to read one more prayer request in a moment from Vicky. But if you have a prayer request, you want to email it to me, I'll read it on the air if we have enough time. And that number, that email address is PastorMike@thePointChurch.net. PastorMike@thePointChurch.net. Okay, let's go to Eddie, who's also in Winnipeg on CHVN. Hi, Eddie. Welcome to The Point Live.
Hi, it's Betty.
Oh, Betty. Okay, he wrote down Eddie. No problem. Hi, Betty.
Yeah.
So,
hi.
So how can we pray with you tonight?
I was talking with a counselor this past Tuesday, and one thing he mentioned to me is that instead of being a victim, I need to find my identity in Christ, and I like ask you to pray for me. But I
can
find that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, your identity is not in the difficulty that came for you and against you, trying to wipe you out. That's straight from the pit of hell. And I see some trauma that's tried to really disrupt. And yet, as a matter of fact, just pray this with me. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all trauma.
I command all trauma.
Confusion.
Confusion.
Abandonment. Wow.
Abandonment.
And rejection.
And rejection.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my mind, body, soul, and spirit.
And I declare I am safe in your arms of love, Heavenly Father.
I declare I am safe in your arms, Heavenly Father.
Say in your loving arms, Heavenly Father.
In your loving arms. Loving arms, Heavenly Father.
And I trust you, Lord.
And I trust you, Lord.
With all of my life.
With all of my life.
That you know what's best for me.
That you know what's best for me.
So give me ears to hear.
Give me ears to hear.
And eyes to see.
And eyes to see.
How much you love me.
How much you love me.
For just being me.
For just being me.
Wow. Telling you, the Lord's taken a performance mentality that's been kind of coming against you. I'm kind of putting on the masks. And he's saying, you know what? Just be yourself, Betty. And watch what God will do. Because he loves you perfectly. I don't know if it was the name of a TV show or something that I've heard about. I don't know if I ever saw it. But it was called Lovely Betty or something like that. You know, that's what the Lord thinks about. You, you're lovely in his eyes, not because of what you've done, not because of things that you said, just for being Betty. And so I just released that word over you tonight. I'm thankful that God has his hand on you, and he's going to help you go to another level of understanding that love. So, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome, Eddie. We look forward to hopefully seeing you at one of the meetings when our team comes to town there on June 6th to the 10th in Winnipeg.
I'll see if I can make it.
Bless you.
Betty, I see that God is saying that that trauma that came against you and that event that tries to label you and those thoughts about, you know, what has happened to you are consuming, and they sort of identify. This is kind of who I am and where I am. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what God is saying to you is that he's going to show you that you are over that, you're an overcomer.
Amen.
Of that.
Amen.
And that your identity is going to be the one who got through it, got over it, got past it, and can help others get through it, over it, and past it.
That's right.
And that will be your identity.
Amen. Because you're wading through it. You're overcoming.
You're on the other side.
That's right. The spirits we asked. The spirits we asked to leave tonight, Betty, they're gone, and they no longer have influence over you. We closed those doors, and we said, Heavenly Father, come and love on your daughter. And as you receive the Father's love, this is what's going to continue to eradicate these things that are coming against you. So,
amen.
Yeah, he's got you. You are welcome, Betty. And I'm telling you right now, you will go to another level as you come to some of these meetings and even meet some of the ladies on our team that are going to be with me. And Hillary, my co-host, is going to be one of the speakers and leaders as well. She's been with me a couple times here on the air. She'll be back with us probably next week as well. So and she'll be with us in Winnipeg. It'll be good. Okay?
Okay. I will see if I can make it if I'm not working.
Okay, sounds good. Bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bless you too. Bye.
Okay, we got a number of people calling in tonight from all over the place here. This is interesting. Okay, we'll go back there in a second. I'm just looking at a couple things. Vicky writes this: please pray for my grandson Luca. He's 3 years old, has a large hole in his heart, and we just command that heart to be sealed, Father, in Jesus' name. And that we just ask for these arteries to be healed as well. Just total healing, Lord. Even before he has any surgery. In Jesus' name. For Luca.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Okay, let's drop down to, is it Desiree? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Desiree, yes. That's me.
Hi, Desiree.
Hi.
So how can we pray for you tonight?
Well, in August of last year, my husband and I got married, and this year has just not been going exactly how we thought it would. We got into an accident right after, and I got major brain damage, and I'm in a wheelchair now, relearning how to walk. And then just within the past 2 months, I've been diagnosed with two heart conditions that are needing surgery, and now they think that I have Crohn's disease. So very overwhelming and scary and hard.
How old are you, Desiree?
I just turned 21.
Okay. And you didn't have any health issues before this accident, is that correct?
I did. I have a brain tumor. I've had six major brain surgeries, and I was supposed to pass away a few years ago. So.
Okay.
God is good. He's brought me this far.
Amen. Amen. I'd love to meet you, by the way, and pray for you and have our team lay hands on you.
I'd really love that. Thank you.
Seriously. I mean, I've seen so many people healed of things that doctors declare over them, and then they dissipate and they go away. And their only explanation is, well, it's a miracle. And I'm telling you right now, God wants to set you free. That's his heart. And did you have someone in your family that was involved in Freemasonry? Your grandfather, your grandmother, anyone that you know of on your mom or dad's side, or your dad or your mom, anyone that you know of?
What's Freemasonry?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a social club. It's a good boys club, if you will, or a good old boys club. It's actually a demonic, hidden, secret society that calls down curses on the bloodline of many people.
Well, and, one side of my family is, they're pretty against Christianity and what I believe. So.
Yeah, that's the spirit that I'm picking up on. And so are they involved with any organizations that you know of?
No, I just met them again for the first time in like 10 years because I was removed from their home when I was little.
Is that your dad or mom's side?
My mom's side.
Okay. And they're right there in Manitoba, or are they somewhere else?
No, they're in BC.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that says a lot right there. There's a lot of witchcraft and... that's all I'll say. Father, we just come against these spirits coming against Desiree's family from her mom's bloodline. Even back to the 15th generation, we take authority over all witchcraft, manipulation, and control. And we just command this tumor to come into agreement with the shed blood of Jesus that you will dissolve and go away in Jesus' name. I have authority over tumors. One of my nephews was completely healed of a tumor. And we just speak life in Jesus' name over this tumor right now in Desiree's brain. And we command all disorder, dysfunction. We break off the Crohn's disease curse that's come against her by even people telling her that this is hers. We speak life over her heart. No surgery needed. We just speak it in Jesus' name. Just touch her heart right now, Father. We command the blood to flow. We command the veins and the arteries to be opened, every vessel the way that you designed her heart to be in Jesus' name. And we command any ounce of influence of Freemasonry to be broken off of Desiree now in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Desiree.
Go in Jesus' name.
Say Jesus. Replace it with your truth, Jesus.
Wow. Replace it with truth, Jesus.
Wow, the Spirit of God has just fallen really strong right now. More, Lord. Just pour out your Holy Spirit, your healing fire on Desiree from her head to her toes right now. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord. More.
Just say, I want all that you have for me, Jesus.
I want all that you have for me, Jesus.
Wow, he's just touching you right now. Thank you, Jesus. More, Lord. More. Just pour it out like liquid love in Desiree's heart. Even more, Jesus. Fill her. Overflowing. Wow, just say, I receive every bit you have for me, Lord.
I receive everything that you have for me, Lord.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. What's going on right now? What's the Lord doing for you?
I'm just, I have a really good peace in my heart. I was really nervous about calling in because I'm not good at public speaking, but I have a really big peace about it now.
you know why? It's the Lord loving you. And
I believe it.
I'm telling you. See, you stepped out by faith, and he heard your cry, and he knows what you need.
Yeah.
You know, the Father knows the hairs upon your head. He knows the words before you speak them. He knows the thoughts before you form them in your mind. He knows what you're going to do before you do it, and he loves you perfectly. And
I don't have to be a slave to this fear.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, you're going to be a testimony, a living, walking testimony of the goodness of God. And you're going to see 22 and 23 and 43 and 54, and it's just going to go on because the Lord's hand is on your life. And he's going to rescue you from any of this oppression that's coming against you, especially in your heart. We just speak life over that organ in Jesus' name. All oppression, you go. Demonic spirits that have a grip on this heart of Desiree's, you release that grip in Jesus' name. We just plead the shed blood of Jesus over Desiree's heart, her head, her entire body right now in Jesus' name. Wow, just say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Telling you,
Desiree, are you a Desiree? Are you a singer or are you a musician?
I am. I am a singer. I love to help with worship as much as I can, and I love to sing.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And this is attack against your worship gift. And so in the name of Jesus, I break off that attack. I break off that attack against this worship leader. I break off the attack against this powerful worshiper. You are a powerful worshiper, and the devil knows it, and God knows it. And in the name of Jesus, I break off that attack against your worship. I break off that attack against your worship leading gift. And I say you will be a great worship leader. You are a great worship leader.
Amen.
And you will stand up and declare the praises of God in his house, and you have a powerful worship gift. It's more than just in your church, but it starts in your church, and it's faithful in the church, but it will expand even beyond the borders of your church.
You're making me cry.
Your worship gift in Jesus' name. I bless your worship gift. I bless your worship gift.
Amen.
And you've got to go to war in the spirit to get your health back, because God needs your worship.
Come on.
God wants your worship.
That's right. It's a weapon of your warfare. That's right.
Yes. Ordained you as a worship leader in his house.
Amen. Well, Desiree, the Lord's got his hand on you, like Brad's saying, and we bless you. We look forward to a testimony of his goodness as he's been touching you already. And it's going to be miraculous. I wouldn't be surprised if you come to one of the meetings and you're going to get up and you already... It's not about public speaking. It's about releasing the love of the power of Jesus. And that boldness is going to rise up in you because of how he's touching you and calling you out of where you've been to where he wants you to be. So,
amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Desiree. We look forward to meeting you. You have an awesome night, okay? Okay.
You
bless you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
That's awesome. She's encouraged. Wow. Praise Jesus. That's so good. Mike writes this from Winkler, Manitoba. I need prayer for my 2-year-old son who fell and jumped off a bed, and his name's Jared. We just speak life over Jared and over the ankle and the foot and the swelling to go down in Jesus' name. And we pray for his wife who's still living with this boyfriend. And we just pray that she would come to her senses and a knowledge of the truth. We break off the depression and any brokenness. And then he said, can you give any prayer that God helps her run out of that relationship? So, yeah. And then we just ask in Jesus' name, Father, for freedom, for just walking with you, Lord. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, we're in our last segment here, if you will, or a quarter hour before the end of the broadcast. You're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. And if you appreciate what we're doing, we are a listener-supported radio ministry. Our website is thepointlive.com. Click on the giving link if you'd like to make a credit card or debit card donation. It's really easy to become a partner in recurring giving. And we could use about 40 more partners. So be praying. If you really do listen all the time and pray with us and you appreciate what we're doing, it takes resources to be on the stations we're on. And we need to raise that up. It takes people come from the Seattle area. They join us in our services. By the way, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. is our main service, thepointchurch.net. You can look online, but we're at exit 206 and I-5. Just go, I believe it's the fourth stoplight to 59th, and go right or south. And you're going east on 172nd when you get off that exit to exit 206 and I-5. But we're on the second floor at the end of that road of 59th. Dead ends, and to the right's a big warehouse, and we're on the second floor of the warehouse. So tomorrow at 7, 10:30 Bible study, also in the morning. Let's do this. Let's go to John is next from Mercer Island. So thanks for being patient, John.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Pastor.
Yes.
I have trouble hearing you. The first thing I've got is a tremendous hearing loss.
Okay.
And it makes me unemployable. And very difficult to do anything in my synagogue either, in terms of teaching or even talking to people. So my hearing has gone way down. I had discharged with a tremendous hearing loss after Vietnam.
Okay.
Too much stuff coming close. Also, in my abdomen, and my chest, I have trouble breathing, and the heart too. The heart doesn't like it when you can't breathe. I was with the area where they had lots of Agent Orange. And lastly, there's three other areas affected in my abdomen: high abdomen, and then lower left, and my spine. With spinal analysis there, which is broken loose. That's a inherited thing through my parents and grandparents and such.
So,
and then my lower knee is hurt. So all those things, I just need to get 100%. And my last thing is my eyes. I need to see perfectly to do the things that God wants me to do.
Amen. Well, I love your tenacity, John, and I want to say thank you for serving our country and serving us, the land of the free and home of the brave. And I honor you as one of the service members in Vietnam and staying faithful to God and following Jesus. And so, Father, we just say thank you for John and his determination, for his stamina, for his spirit of perseverance. And as he perseveres through these health concerns, I pray that he would see divine intervention, that you would come and just take away all the nerve damage and pains and all the things he needs to be strengthened in, Father, above and below, you know, just all the things that are coming against him. And so we just speak life and truth and peace into his spirit right now. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to meet him right where he is, and that he would be so encouraged by taking away the pain in the knees and by taking away the pain in the back and anything else that's coming against him. And we just stand with him now in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. Just say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Also for reconciliation with my rabbi. Just a little tiny brush fire broke out and through a misunderstanding. And we need to be on one accord perfectly.
Amen.
He is a spirit-filled born-again rabbi.
Okay. Well, Father, we just speak life over John right now, and we say thank you for this rabbi who knows you, and we just pray for restoration of this relationship in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, John, we're so glad you got through. Thanks for listening on Mercer Island on KGNW, and come on up for a meeting sometime. You'll be blessed. We just speak life over those ears as well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He's got you, John.
Bless you,
too. Thank you. Bye-bye. And, you know, what happens is when we stand in agreement with your requests, we may not pray them out loud, but the Lord knows that we're standing in agreement with the truth that you're declaring. So Les is in Winnipeg, and your mom has diabetes. Is that right?
Yep.
What is your mom's name, Les?
Dolores.
Okay. I'm going to ask Brad to pray for Dolores. We don't have much time left, so it's going to have to be quick there, Brad. We have two more callers.
Okay. And Dolores has diabetes, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So in the name of Jesus, we command that diabetes to be returned to normal. In the name of Jesus, her blood sugar is normal. And we command diabetes to go. Command all the symptoms and the effects of diabetes to go. In the name of Jesus, we say that her circulation is normal, and her circulation is strong.
Mm-hmm.
We say that her vision is strong, and her feet are strong. In the name of Jesus, we bless Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
Say no more diabetes. No more diabetes.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus. And we
pray
a blessing on Les. We pray a blessing on you, Les. We say, I just feel like God is saying that you're a good son, that you're a caring person, that you lift up others, and that you care for others, and that you, that God just, you're an important person to God, because you put others first, and that you have kind of a servant's heart, and that God really, really, really appreciates your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a good word. Les is going to be part of our prayer team, which he didn't know, in Winnipeg as well.
So
I recognize his voice, of course, and his name. Hey, Les, we don't have much time. I want to say goodnight. Bless you. We're going to keep praying for your mom. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too. CHVN listener along with Lazarus, and then we're going to give Ray the last word. Lazarus is in Evington. Is that how you say it, Manitoba?
Alberta, yeah.
Oh, Alberta. You're in Alberta. Okay.
Yeah.
So how can we pray for you?
I'm actually a former Winnipegger. I'm actually from there. I moved out here a couple years
ago. Well, you'll have to be listening when we're going to be coming to Calgary, or Edmonton. I don't know exactly where you're at, but... go ahead.
Yeah, I called in regards to your word of knowledge actually earlier. It had to do with like brain fog and like mental focus.
Okay.
And just anxiety, you know, the whole thing and everything. I just been.
Okay, we have 1 minute left. We're gonna pray, Father. We just come against this brain fog and anything's coming against confusion. Against Lazarus in Jesus' name. And we just say thank you for your love for him. We lift up his brother as well in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Try to get through earlier next time and we'll pray longer, but we bless you, Lazarus. The Lord's got you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And then we also stand with you, Ray, against this any bitterness and anger coming against you. We command those spirits to subside in Jesus' name. Go. Say go in Jesus' name.
Go in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless you, Ray. Thanks for listening in Philadelphia tonight.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, sounds good. Call us. Yep. Ray's a longtime listener. Brad, thank you for jumping on with us this weekend, and we bless you as well with your church there. And quick, your name of your church, Victory International Church, meets at 10 o'clock tomorrow at Audubon Elementary in what town?
Foster City, California.
Foster City, California. Yeah. There you go. Bless you guys. This is Pastor Mike saying thanks for listening to The Point Live. Until next weekend, have a great week. Put Jesus first. Continue to praise him. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Point Live. For more information about The Point Church, write to 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out their website, thepointlive.com. Once again, that's thepointlive.com. If you're interested in receiving prayer after the program is over, please call area code 360-435-1616. Once again, that number is 360-435-1616. And tune in again next Saturday night at 8 Pacific time for The Point Live. The preceding program, sponsored by The Point Church.